With fewer days this year to move from the red to the black, some small retailers are doing more to get shoppers in the door. Gwenifar Roller, owner of downtown Wilmington's Old Books on Front Street, says that when award-winning author Sherman Alexie announced plans to help sell books in Seattle indie bookstores on Saturday, the idea caught on.
The Independent Booksellers Alliance found out about this and sent out a notice saying Sherman Alexie is doing this. And authors all across America decided that they were going to pick a local bookstore to adopt. And out of nowhere, Clyde Edgerton called and said, "Hey, can I be a bookseller for a day?"
But Roller says she hopes it's not just the presence of a best-selling author that brings people in the door tomorrow. She'd also like to see a broader understanding of what it means to invest in the local community.
It's the difference between us being able to keep our doors open and not. And that's not just for small bookstores, which are obviously struggling in a very specific and interesting way in this time. But I would say the same thing for clothing stores, thrift stores, hardware stores, all of that.
It was American Express that launched Small Business Saturday 3 years ago. But perhaps ironically, some local merchants don't accept the card because of its higher fees. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.